with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu say they've agreed to a plan to end the war in Gaza, but it's unclear whether Hamas will accept the terms. Trump on Monday laid out a 20-point plan for ending the Israel-Hamas war and establishing a post-war Gaza governance. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says this is as good a Mideast peace proposal as both sides will see.
Ultimately, the president knows when you get to a good deal, both sides are going to leave a little bit unhappy. But we need this conflict to end. The president's made that very clear. He wants to see the killing stop.
Trump's plan would also establish a temporary governing board that would be headed by Trump and include former British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Trump says Israel would have the full backing of the United States to take steps to defeat Hamas if it doesn't accept the proposed peace deal. Authorities are looking into why a 40-year-old shot up and killed four people and set fire to a Michigan church.
Authorities identified Thomas Jacob Sanford, a former Marine sergeant from Burton, Michigan, as the suspect who smashed his pickup truck into a crowded Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints service Sunday morning in Grand Blanc Township. Police Chief William Rene says Sanford opened fire and used an accelerant to set the building ablaze.
Total victim count up to four. Victims.
Two officers pursued Sanford as he left the church and exchanged fire.
The suspect, who is deceased as well. So we have five deceased persons from this tragic incident.
I'm Jennifer King.
Taking a look at the Wall Street numbers today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 68 points. The NASDAQ rose 107, with the S&P 500 advancing by 17. This is SRN News. A Florida school district abandons its witchcraft class.
As a result of parental concern, joined with the Christian legal firm Liberty Counsel, West Orange High School has ceased what it called its weekly Witchy Wednesday video series, aired school-wide during the midweek morning announcements. It was produced by students to provide what they called religious instruction on various witchcraft rituals. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver says, "We commend Orange County Public Schools for taking action to discontinue the Witchy Wednesday video segments. Witchcraft and teaching students how to cast occultic spells have no place in government schools." George Williams, SRN News.
Pro-lifers in Ireland are calling for an urgent investigation into the treatment of babies born alive in Irish hospitals following abortion procedures. Specifically, they're examining reports that 12 babies were born alive after abortion in 2022 and died soon afterwards. This is SRN News. The U.S. Secret Service seized 16 illegal skimming devices from Boston that stopped criminals from stealing $16.7 million in electronic benefits transfer fraud.
Between September 23rd and September 25th, law enforcement personnel visited 700 businesses throughout the greater Boston area, checking for and removing illegal skimming devices from ATMs, gas pumps, and point-of-sale terminals. The Secret Service says the recovered skimmers saved a total from all operations of more than $334 million in fraud loss.
Criminals often steal EBT and other payment card numbers by installing illegal skimming devices on ATMs, gas pumps, and merchant point-of-sale terminals. Tropical storm Imelda has dropped heavy rain and unleashed flooding in the northern Caribbean. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.